ask you. Welcome. You're welcome,
Thank
everybody.
You. Yeah.
Okay, hi, Paul Slackers, Good News Planet. I'm here with Dr. Cusco, who is the creator of this important evening. How you feel tonight?
Fine, great, wonderful people.
What's going to happen?
What do you mean, what's going to happen? You see, look at the program.
Okay, everybody, here is the program, but we know we're going to celebrate our beautiful, wonderful Dalai Lama's 83rd birthday
party. We are doing a world peace through compassion. And the most important thing is at the end.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Busy night for you. Hi, your name is?
My name is Fatima.
Fatima?
Yeah.
Okay, hi. Paul Slackers again. I'm here with Fatima. Hi, Fatima. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, so Fatima, you're just walking into this wonderful evening. Tell us how come you're here.
I actively take part in the United Nations as a speaker. In different events, and I had a couple friends that suggested that I should attend the event, and I believe it's a very big honor to be here today, and here I am.
All right, what do you speak about?
I speak about women liberation in third world countries. I come from Pakistan, and I'm a pilot for a living in the United States, and I speak about my journey and how women can do everything. It doesn't matter if they were born in a Muslim Pakistani household or they were born in America. If you can dream it, you can do it.
All right. What is peace for you? What does peace mean to you?
Peace means to me that everybody lives in harmony. Everybody respects each other. And you are allowed, or you can do what you think you want to do. And if you have the environment to be able to do what you want without thinking of the repercussion of what others will say or do to you, if you can do your will, that's peace for me.
Beautiful. Last question. What does love mean to you?
Love? Be nice to each other. Accept everybody.
Acceptance. Okay, well, a Dalai Lama event, acceptance is a good word. Thank you so much. Okay, hi, I'm here with my buddy Jim Luce. Hi, Jim, how are you?
Hey, Paul, how are you? The good news is I'm here with Paul Slatkus.
The good news is I'm here with Jim Luce. And we've traveled together, we've been involved with your organization. Tell us about the organization, your organization.
Okay, well, we have actually two organizations that are based from my divorced parents' charities. We have Orphans International Worldwide, which is co-hosting tonight's event with the Gaia Holistic Foundation and the Tibet Fund. And we have the Jay Luce Foundation, which is supporting young global leaders. And this summer, I'm excited that our young global leaders are traveling to Indonesia to meet the kids that were raised in our first orphanage who've just graduated from university.
Wow, congratulations, Jim. Congratulations. What is peace for you? What does peace mean to you?
Peace for me is much more than the absence of conflict. Peace for me is education, equality, and basically an end to the craziness in the world with totalitarian regimes and perhaps midterm elections being successful.
All right, last question. What is love for you? What is love for Jim Luce?
Well, I got married this year, so love for me is Thailand, but love for me is also humanity.
All right, I love it, and I was at the wedding. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
I love you dearly.
Great.
Okay, hi, I'm here with Corazon Rivera. Hi, Corazon, how are you?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Great, so how come you're here this evening?
Oh, I am for the world peace through compassion with Dr. Cusco for Dalai Lama.
Okay.
And I attended, this is my second year.
All right, very good. What does peace mean to you?
Oh, it's a world peace, of course. It's like peace inside, within you, and peace in the world. Like people love and have to get together, like this kind of important function gathering that all walks of life internationally will meet and, of course, have a peace on earth.
Beautiful. What's love mean to you?
Of course, love is the best thing that God gives us. And it's a love for our life, love for our fellow men, love for thy neighbor, and love for God, number one.
Beautiful. Corazon, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, Paul Slackus. I'm here with Mark Becker. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I am excellent. How are you doing, Paul?
All right. Good, good, good. So, a new life and the Dalai Lama, they equal. What do you think?
I think the Dalai Lama has a lot to do with what I'm doing.
I think so as well.
Yes. And the people that come to the expo are people that appreciate what the Dalai Lama did and does, which is how I got into yoga.
What does peace mean for you?
Ahimsa, nonviolence.
How about love? What is love for Mark Becker?
Love is you and me, and you.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. Good to see you. All right, so this is Paul with Brendan Perdomo.
Yes.
Okay, Brendan is involved with the, we call it the Peace Prayer Society?
The World Peace Prayer Society.
A great organization, been so involved with our Peace Day events, and so involved with this Peace Day event. Tell us what's going to happen here tonight.
Well, this is the third year that we've been invited to bring our flags for the Peace Flag Ceremony. And Jim Dugan, who's the head of the grounds in the World Peace Sanctuary upstate, is here, and he's going to be leading the ceremony towards the end of the event.
Wow. All right, I got to say hello to Jim. I've never met him. I've only met him through the phone calls and having the wonderful opportunity to utilize the flags of the Peace Prayer Society. So what is peace for you?
What is peace for me? Peace for me is community and willing to understand through sharing.
I love it. I love it. And talking about love, what is love for you?
What is love for me? Exactly the same, and enjoying the heck out of it.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay. I believe you are an awardee this evening. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm very honored, of course.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Merci, monsieur. World Peace Through Compassion, Eric Rippert.
Yes.
And renowned chef, are you? Le Bernardin?
Le Bernardin in New York City, yes.
And a well-known restaurant for so long. What is this for you? Your industry is making people happy, I imagine. What is being awarded in the lights of a Dalai Lama birthday event? How does that feel?
It's definitely a great honor that I don't take for granted. However, it's all about this holiness tonight. It is birthday. We're celebrating the birthday of someone very special who has promoted peace and compassion throughout the world, and I'm very happy to be here and to be part of that celebration of someone so special.
What does peace mean to you?
Peace is inner peace, which means no matter what happens outside and inside, you have to find peace. And it's not that easy, and it's why Geshe Tashi is trying for many years to teach me how to find inner peace.
Oh, that's very good.
And it's something that we should all look for.
I agree with you so much. We're involved with the International Day of Peace on September 21st, the United Nations declared day.
Sure.
193 countries. We expect 1.6 billion people to be more aware of this Peace Day.
Wow.
Let me ask you one last question. What does love mean to you?
Ah, love. Love has to be unconditional. Love has to be for every sentient being. Of course, for our families and it's logical to our children and so on, but okay. Love should be universal.
Okay.
Love has to transform itself into compassion.
Beautifully stated. Thank you so much. We've spoken in the past, I believe. Geshe Tashi, is that
yes.
Right? Okay, hi, I'm here with Geshe Tashi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So this is a special evening for you?
Yes, of course, this is very special for me, special for Tibet, and special for around the world.
Are you a Buddhist?
Yes, I'm a Buddhist.
How come you're a Buddhist?
Yeah, actually, I born as a Buddhist parents, but when I was 6 years old, my father passed away. Then after 2 years, I became a monk by myself.
Alrighty. A monk spends a lot of time by himself, is that right?
Yes.
Is that hard to do?
No. No.
No?
No.
What is peace for you? What does peace mean to you?
Yeah, peace means peace is two kinds of peace. It's, you know, physical peace, you know, mind peace. But Buddhism calls mainly is mind peace.
Mind peace.
Like peace of the mind.
How about love? What does love mean to you?
Yeah, we love the all sentient being, all human being who have a soul, right? Yeah. Because firstly, I try to recognize we are same human being. It's a different country, different people, different religions, different culture, you know, but we are same human being, mentally, physically, you know, emotionally the same.
I agree entirely. We're all Homo sapiens.
Thank you.
All in this all together.
Thank you so much. Happy birthday. It's holy to
Happy Dalai Lama. Birthday is
Thank
holy.
You.
Is. TK, tell me, what does peace mean to you?
Oh, very interesting
question.
Let's
get right to it, yeah.
For me, inner peace and outer peace, but the peace when it means is be happy, be able to smile, bring the happiness and peace to everyone. I mean, did I answer your question? I don't know.
There you go. All right, another but question. What is love for you? Love. Last question. I know you're busy
love
right now.
Is sometimes dangerous, but sometimes if your love is small, that tend to have a problem. But if your love is really big, and you have a lot of solution from it.
Interesting. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you.
Your name?
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Cueva.
Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm feeling great.
All righty. You're an attorney of human rights, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I work with the New York State Division of Human Rights. So I handle, we investigate discrimination cases.
Discrimination, now that's not good news. That's concerning, right?
It's a concern, but I think where I'm at is where I can give a positive contribution to alleviating that particular area.
What brings you here tonight?
Well, first of all, I was invited, and of course it's the Dalai Lama. So I feel very honored and privileged to have this opportunity to spend the night and celebrate his birthday.
Uh-huh. What does peace mean to you?
Peace is like equanimity, like a balance of everything, mental, physical, spiritual, being, having a peaceful or loving relationship with human, animals, that's peace.
Oh, it's beautiful. Last question then. What does love mean for you?
Love is something that's, it's actually ineffable. You can't really express it. It's something that you feel. It's something like, not just, it's going beyond compassion, but it's akin to that. You know, it's something that unites all beings.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.